USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many analysts say the just-released government jobs report is more evidence the U.S. economy is slowing. Non-farm employers added 136,000 jobs last month compared to the around 145,000 analysts had forecast. And September's number is below the revised total of 168,000 new jobs in August. And analyst Daniel DiMartino Booth, who's CEO at Quill Intelligence, says the fact that the August number was revised downward is very telling.
We had five straight months of negative revisions. One of the first things that I was taught at the Fed was three consecutive months of negative revisions signals an inflection point in the cycle. Six this morning. This is not a trend. This is a fact at this point.
She was speaking on CNBC. The unemployment rate, though, fell 0.2% to a 50-year low of 3.5%. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by the NICB. American property and casualty insurance companies are being robbed to the tune of $40 billion a year. According to the FBI, fraud is the culprit. And these criminals are not just stealing from insurers, they're stealing from everyday Americans. That is, until now, the nation's property and casualty insurers have made significant fraud-fighting investments within their companies, such as creating special investigative units. These units investigate suspicious insurance claims and work with law enforcement agencies and the National Insurance Crime Bureau, or NICB, to track down insurance criminals. NICB Public Affairs Director Frank Scafidi.
These criminals will stop at nothing to commit fraud, from staging auto accidents to roofing and towing scams, even workers' compensation slip and falls. Think of your family, your coworkers, your neighbors. All are potential victims. NICB works with special investigative units to keep you and the ones you love most safe.
Find out how you can protect yourself at NICB.org.
Violent crime falling in the United States for a second straight year. The FBI's just released 2018 Crime in the U.S. report, showing that the estimated number of violent crimes dropped by more than 3% from 2017. Attorney General William Barr giving credit to Project Safe Neighborhoods, which he says packs a powerful punch by combining advanced data with local leadership. Meanwhile, a mysterious vaping illness is on the rise in the United States.
The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, reports more than 1,000 confirmed cases of vaping-related illness in 48 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands. At least 18 deaths confirmed in 15 states.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky. People close to the negotiations in the General Motors strike say representatives of the automaker and the United Auto Workers Union are narrowing the gaps between their positions. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation taking issue with the judge who gave a Bible to convicted murderer Amber Geiger in a courtroom in Texas a few days ago. They say it violated the Constitution, and the foundation has now filed a complaint against that judge, Tammy Kemp, for giving the Bible to the former Dallas cop who'd been convicted of murdering her neighbor and moments before receiving the Bible from the judge had been sentenced to 10 years in prison. The National Retail Federation's reporting the U.S. economy is continuing to grow and consumer spending is still the primary engine behind that growth. And with a preview of the Christmas season, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Matthew Shea of the National Retail Federation says consumers are in good financial shape and retailers expect a strong Christmas season.
We're forecasting that 2019 holiday retail sales are going to grow between 3.8% and 4.2% compared to 2018. That works out to something in the range of approximately $27 billion to $730 billion for the season.
The National Retail Federation also expects online and other non-store sales to increase between 11 to 14% this Christmas. That's up to $166.9 billion. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.